Hello. Shush. Okay, I'm about to announce the role of president. There are a total of 3,687 votes cast in this election. There were four candidates running and there was one round of voting. In the first round of voting, Pete Lendon received 2,403 votes. Hermanth received 700 votes. William F. Buckley Jr. received 451 votes. And reopen nominations received 133 votes. The winner and next year's SU president will be Pete Lendon.
Wins the SU elections. She is the president. People are shouting Pete for Prez. They're obviously chuffed. She's making her way to the stage. I'm sure she's going to give a very heartfelt speech. She looks overwhelmed and we're going to go to her. People are still clapping and cheering. They're obviously really proud.
I mean, like, firstly, like, thanks to all the candidates. Like, this has honestly been the best 8 days of my life. I've had so much fun. And, I mean, thank you to Mary Delabere and all of... And everyone that voted, like, irrelevant of what role you voted, like, thank you. Like, just thank you. Cheers, guys.
That was Pete there. She's won. She's very happy. People are chanting Pete for Prez.
On campus.
And online. And online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
Hello and welcome back to your live coverage of the Student Union election results. We're here with our final interview of the night, and that is Pete, who has just won the position of president. First of all, congratulations. How does it feel?
Amazing, amazing. I'm so buzzed and I'm so happy, and my campaign team smashed it.
Yeah, I mean, the reception that you received was ridiculous. We couldn't actually hear the number of votes you got to read out because there was just so much cheering. So I suppose, what's been the highlight of this week for you? It must have been so exciting and kind of, yeah, what's been the highlight?
Honestly, I've met, like, all the campaigners, like, all the campaign teams. I've met so many amazing people, and honestly, that's the highlight, like, for real.
And I suppose, what are you most excited about next year? Is it working with a team or focusing on your manifesto?
I think definitely working with a team and trying to get a lot more people engaged with the SU.
And is there a particular manifesto point that you are kind of looking forward to putting a lot of time and energy and looking forward to kind of seeing what the results are of it?
Yeah, I think two main points. So, firstly, like, recognition, so in terms of group and like society recognition, so be that SRSs, sports, societies, I want to make sure there's a reward scheme for all of you so you all get recognised for the work that you do. I know you guys probably have some heart in that as well. And then my second point would definitely be to do with sexual assault and making sure that the support services are there for sexual assault victims.
And was there any surprises for you in the night in terms of results, anything you didn't expect?
Honestly, so many things were so close. Sport, community, it was nuts. Like, you should have been here. It was nuts.